From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. The new chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party wants to rebuild his party's political organization in the run-up to the next election cycle. Stephen Weber was tapped as the Missouri Democratic Party chairman on Saturday. He says his party needs to boost its presence all over the state, especially since Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill will be up for re-election in 2018. Even though Democrats lost up and down the ballot last month, Weber says Republican dominance of government may actually be a blessing in disguise for his party.
They have no one to point fingers at. We're going to hold them accountable for the policies they pursue, and we're going to make sure that people have a really clear choice in 2018.
In addition to McCaskill, Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway will also face re-election in 2018. Yesterday, Ferguson residents heard an update on racial reform efforts in their community during a town hall meeting, and today a federal judge will get an update of her own. U.S. District Judge Catherine Perry will hold a hearing today to hear about efforts to eliminate racial bias and create more diversity in the St. Louis suburb, which came under scrutiny following the fatal police shooting of black, unarmed teenager Michael Brown in 2014. Darren Wilson, the white officer who shot Brown, was not charged, but the U.S. Department of Justice found significant racial bias in Ferguson's police and municipal courts. The city and the Justice Department reached a settlement in April that calls for major reforms that are being overseen by a team of monitors for the next several years. The University of Missouri System is beginning a nationwide search to name the next permanent chancellor of the University of Missouri campus in Columbia. Hank Foley has been serving in the role of interim chancellor since the resignation of former chancellor R. Bowen Lofton in November 2015. Foley issued a statement Monday indicating he will apply to the position in an effort to drop the interim title. The UM system will hire the search firm Isaacson Miller. It's the same search firm that handled the search that led to the selection of UM system president-designate Moon Choi in November. According to the release, a yet-to-be-assembled search committee will recommend finalists to Choi. Choi officially starts March 1st. The cost of funding Missouri's state employee pensions will increase nearly $50 million in the next fiscal year as investment losses and lower earnings expectations push taxpayer contributions to the highest share of state payroll in the program's history. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that $28.6 million in general revenue will be needed to cover pensions. That could deepen proposed cuts in other programs and further hurt a state budget suffering from feeble revenue growth and increasing demands from programs with mandatory costs. House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick, a Republican, wants Governor Jay Nixon to increase the current $152 million in general revenue withholdings to balance the budget before Governor-elect Eric Greitens takes office January 9th. Fitzpatrick says legislative budget staff will meet with administration analysts this week. I'm Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.